My name is Elizabeth, and today we are going to read the Transformers Rescue Bots Storybook Collection. And who is sitting right beside me?
Elijah!
And, today's episode is sponsored by Ordinary Sacramento. You can check out Ordinary Sacramento on Instagram, if you have Instagram, of course, and see beauty within the ordinary. And it's time for our story. Let's get reading! The Mystery of the Pirate Bell. One dreary morning, Cody is reading about an important event in Griffin Rock history. Pirates sailed on a ship called the Oaken Crow and looted, he reads. Before they escaped, the swashbucklers set fire to the entire island. Heatwave interrupts. Humans spend too much time thinking about the past. Of all of the things they stole, the settler's bell was the most valuable. It had hung in the lighthouse since the town's founding, Cody explains.
But what happened to the pirates? Blades asks.
Sorry, guys, but my lad pioneer troop has a rehearsal for Founders Day ceremony tomorrow.
Do you know what Founders Day is?
No.
Neither do I, because I'm a kid. But that's okay. Let's get reading today. We'll finish later. Just as Cody is about to leave, his dad, Chief Burns, stops him with disappointing news.
I'm afraid the rehearsal's on hold, the chief says. A storm is about to make landfall, and we need to button down the town.
Do you know what button down the town means?
They put down the town.
No, they don't like button. Like, we're like, you're buttoning up the coat, silly.
What does that mean? That means, like, they're, like, putting down the town in safety. Chief Burns signals the rescue bots to prepare for the bad weather. Rolling to the rescue, the bots pick up branches from the street, board up windows, and secure traffic bots. While the team is building a sandbag wall, Blades brings up the pirates again. So what did happen to them? The copter bot asks. They sailed into a storm like this one, Cody says. The Oak and Crow disappeared, and nobody ever heard from them again. Rain begins to fall hard as a team is securing equipment in at the marina. A bolt of lightning knocks over a huge shipping container. The container crushes down and breaks the pier, and the rescue bots are washed out to sea.
Oh, in the picture, you might not see, but I can describe it to you. Look, Chief Burns and Graham and Cade and Chief Burns and Danny are worried about their brother. I think that Graham, Cade, and Danny are sisters and brothers with Cody, and Chief Burns is their dad. I already know that Chief Burns is their dad.
The storm is now too strong for any human to follow them,
but the Chief Burns knows the rescue bots will take good care of his son. Soon, Cody and the bots find themselves in calmer waters and they go ashore on a deserted beach. We're castaways, Cody exclaims. Isn't that cool?
You know what'd be cooler?
Blades lies. If my rotor wasn't bent, then I could fly for help. Exploring the island, Cody and the bots discover a small clearing with a waterfall and a stream. This is a good place for shelter, Cody says.
One shelter coming up,
he exclaims. I can help, Cody insists.
I'm afraid this job is for heavy machinery, says Boulder.
The bots gather supplies and
and start building an unsteady structure of rocks, mud, and logs as Boulder opens the door and the shelter collapses into a pile. "It's okay, guys," said Cody when he saw them. When he saw the mess. "I built my own. Cody's shelter is small, simple, and just right. How did you learn how to build like that?" he asked. "Lead pioneers," Cody says. "See? It pays to learn about the history and the past and how things were done." With the shelter built, Cody realizes he's very hungry. The Bobs are determined to find some food for their friend. To find their friends some food. They search the beach and the tide pool but find very little. Defeated, the bots return to Cody without any food. Luckily, Cody has found some food on his own. "Fish from the stream. I'm confused," Blade says. "Did we roll to the rescue or did Cody?" "Don't worry, you tried," says Cody. Do you know what I really need?" "Firewood," what he thinks he's gonna do.
"Make a fire!"
"He's gonna make a fire!"
"Let's camp out."
Camp out. Oh, guys, in the picture you can see, just all gathered around, and you can see that Cody's so small around a huge blazing fire to keep the rescue box warm, too. Once again, the bots roll into action. They gather lots of wood and use it to make an enormous fire. "So what's next?" asks Boulder. "We could tell spooky stories," Cody says. "I know a good one. My friends are in a dark and creepy forest." This is enough to scare Blades. He jumps up and yells, "The fire needs more fuel!" And he lifts a large chunk. "Wait," Cody exclaims, "something is carved into it. It's a crow, like the figurehead on the pirate ship."
What do you think they made a discovery?
I think
maybe the pirate ship.
Maybe the pirate ship. The next morning, Cody and the rescue boss go to the bridge for blades from the figurehead. The group looks for more pirate artifacts. Suddenly, they fall to the bottom of a dimly lit cavern.
"What did we just fall through?" Chase asks.
"A secret hatchway," Cody announces after some exploring. "And we would never
just found."
What do you think they found?
"The Golden Crow pirate ship."
I don't know, but let's see. Astonishing. Cody leads the box around a van to reveal Old King Crow pirate ship floating in a large grotto. "Astonishing," Chase gasps. "Looks like it came through here," Boulder says, pointing into an opening filled blocked by rocks.
"Come on, I'll see what's on board," Cody exclaims.
Cody's friends of the gang play and leaps onto the board. The rescue pups follow close behind him.
There on the deck of the ship is a long lost settler's belt.
"What a work of art," says Boulder.
"I can't believe the settler's belt can finally return home," Cody says.
Quickly realizes that the ship has been stuck there down for centuries. How will they get it out?
"Centuries means it's more than 100 years.
He's very observative. He likes thinks of different sentences. I bet you're pretty smart too. I bet you are. Well, let's finish.
"Well, knowing how things were done in the past is helpful. Nothing beats a state-of-the-art rescue bot,"
says Chase. The bots get to work clearing rocks and securing rigging.
soon Chase and Heatley are pulling ropes while Boulder and Blades push. Cody steers as they slowly but surely emerge from the cavern. The whole team cheers. Back at Griffin Rock, the settler's cell is in the lighthouse tower again. The town gathers for this historic occasion, and Cody and his fellow lad pioneers have the special privilege of ringing the bell in celebration. This will require a new chapter to be written in the Griffin Rock history book, Chase says. Boulder smiles. Maybe we'll be mentioned. Thank you for taking care of Cody, Chief Brin says to the bots. We all took care of one another, says Heatwave. And that is the end of our story. Can you say the end?
The end.